Good evening and welcome to my webinar. My name is Adrian Garnish and I'm the sales manager of the Wyndham Halcyon Retreat Golf and Spa Resort. It's a pleasure to be here this evening. I've been really looking forward to this. I'm just going to give you a couple of moments because I can see there's some more people coming in at the moment. Give everybody time to join. Ah, hello there. Welcome Holland. Welcome France, UK. Okay, so let's get started. I'd like to start this evening's webinar with some good news. Always nice to get good news. We found out very recently that the borders are going to be open from the 1st of July to the whole world. So not only will we be able to welcome members of the public from the UK and from our countries here in Europe, but also worldwide. So it's really good news. And that's happening from the 1st of July. So then we'll be able to have you all in. Come to your, do your visiting trips, come and see our resort, enjoy the fine dining, et cetera, et cetera. So it's great stuff. Now, as I've mentioned, the chateau is available for viewing trips. The title of this webinar this evening is, I'm quite excited, as you can probably tell, it's buy it, use it, rent it, sell it. So we're a one-stop shop. We're a developer that builds properties. We sell the properties to you, the investors. We give you usage, more importantly, so that you can come and enjoy the wonderful facilities. And then we rent it out for you on your behalf. We manage it, we maintain it, we keep it to a five-star standard. And then finally, we've got an assured resale as an exit strategy. So you can come to us and be sure that we can move it on for you and get rid of that property when you want to. So moving on to my next slide. The first thing I'd like to speak about is buying the property with us. Now, obviously, I've mentioned that I'm the sales manager here, and I also speak to my sales team on a daily basis about this. It's really important we feel how we approach our clients, which is you. And the first thing that I'd like to mention is we find out exactly what you want. A lot of companies out there, especially sales companies, they concentrate more on commissions and stuff like that, but we don't. We find out exactly your requirements. Then we go through our availability, find out what activities you like, explain those activities as well. And then we give you exactly what you want. And it's really important that we don't try and give you something that's going to be out of your price range or budget, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really important that we do this. And this is our approach on a day-to-day basis. Now, there's two forms of purchasing a property with us. The first one is called VIFA. Now, this is a very safe, secure, tried and tested form of purchasing a property. VIFA is a government controlled system for buying an off-plan property in France. Payments are made to a government official called a notaire, which would be a solicitor, so to speak. The notaire will only then release the funds to us, the developer, as the build hits certain stages. So it's important that you realize, for example, you would put a deposit down. You would pay a certain amount of money until the foundations are laid. Once the foundations are laid, the notaire will then release the funds to us. It's really important that we do it this way because it makes you feel safe and secure. You're not paying for something that's going to happen. You're paying for something that's already happened. So that's VIFA. If you'd like some more details on that, please contact the consultant that introduced you to this webinar today. The second form of purchase with us, it's called fractional ownership. Now, fractional ownership is very big in America. It's been there for decades, three or four decades, I believe. And we think it's going to be big here in Europe. That's why we've brought it to Europe as well. With fractional, there's lots of benefits as well. As again, it's safe, secure, tried and tested, as is VIFA. So it just depends on your requirements as to which one you'd like to go for. And I'm sure I can go into a bit more detail. Or again, if you look at our previous webinars on our website, we do have one on fractional ownership. We have one on why buy in France. We have one on activities, a big array of different webinars. So you can really get a feel for us as a company and for what we're trying to do. Now, when you purchase through us, whether that be through VIFA or fractional ownership, your first year's returns are paid up front. So basically, once contracts are signed, they've been exchanged and you've made your initial payment, whatever the payment plan is, that's to be determined by yourself and obviously by your consultant. The first year's returns are paid up front. And that's purely because we're in construction stage. So our returns are 5% for the first year, 6% for the next 5 years and 8% for the final 5 years, which gives you a return on investment of 75% guaranteed contractually over an 11-year period. I'm sure you'll agree that's very attractive. So moving on to my next slide. Use it. Okay, when you're using your property, it's very important that you have great accessibility. Now, for example, we're located in Limoges in central France. It's a rural location. It's a beautiful location. We have three different lakes. We have many forests, but accessibility is really important. With it being in the center of France, for example, we're surrounded by a number of different airports. We have Limoges International Airport. You can also fly into Paris, and then you can get the TGV train. We're only 2.5 hours away from Paris. Alternatively, you could fly into Bordeaux and then drive up, which is fine as well. Now, for our European clients, excuse me, my phone's going, it's my wife. for our European clients, the borders are open, so you can drive in. If you're coming from Holland, Germany, if you're coming from Belgium, anywhere in Europe, the borders are open now, guys. So you can drive in, you can park up your car on our resort and enjoy, more importantly, your wonderful apartment. Okay, let's talk about when you're using it, what facilities you would have. For starters, we are a 5-star luxury resort. And it's very important that you understand that our partner on this is Wyndham Hotel Group, which is the biggest hotel chain in the world. Now, we're very proud of that fact, obviously, but it means that we adhere to their 5-star standards. Our business model is on Center Parcs. They're very much 3-star. I'll go into that a little bit more in a moment. But more importantly, when you stay with us, the furnishings are bespoke. You've got wonderful furnitures in your apartments. All the apartments come with furniture packages. And there's fine dining in the 18th century chateau as well. That's an award-winning restaurant as well. Everything is 5-star luxury for you guys. It's fantastic. So, activities. Now, I'm sure you've probably seen some of our stuff on our website and our previous webinars, but we have numerous activities for all of the family. For example, if you're a golfer, we've got an 18-hole championship golf course for you to play on. It's designed by Weller Golf, one of the best designers in Europe. If your children, for example, they like swimming and outdoor activities, we've got three lakes where they can go biking, they can go hiking, they can go to the Aquadome where there's slides and flumes and water pistols and jacuzzi areas. It's indoor, so that's all year round. And it's one of the facilities that is free as well, because obviously we're a family resort and we felt it would be important to give you guys access to that. There are a number of other different facilities. We'd be here a long time if I listed them because we've got over 60 different activities. But what I can tell you, sorry, it's very warm here. I'm calling you from Marbella. What I can tell you is that there is something for all of the family. So we cater for all people, which is great. Now, moving on to renting your property. More importantly, we give you a rental income. So we manage the property. We maintain the property. We keep it to that 5-star standard that Wyndham always have. And it's really important that you understand that with how we operate. It gives you a rental income. That's how we can achieve your returns of 75% over an 11-year period. So not only do you get to come and stay there, like I've just mentioned, and use all these facilities, with the remaining weeks that you have, we rent it out. We advertise through Wyndham, which is really important as well. Now, Wyndham themselves, I don't know how many of you know this, Wyndham is the largest hotel chain in the world, and they have 89 million loyalty card members. That's 89 million. Now, when it comes to marketing the resort, more importantly, getting those holiday makers, getting them to come and stay and enjoy the facilities, even if we reached out to 1% of the Wyndham loyalty brand, the resort would be full all year round. So that means occupancy levels will be in the high 90s. Now, my next bit here is on Center Parcs, which is really important for you guys as well. Center Parcs is our business model. And the reason for that, Center Parcs marketing is all about families reconnecting and having quality time. You know, obviously, we all get to spend, I'm a family man. I've got three children. You've probably heard me in previous webinars. So I've got three girls. And yes, we get quality time on the weekends and stuff like that. But normally, you're wrapped up in everyday life. You might be cooking, you might be cleaning, you might be doing homework. When I say quality time, I mean running in the woods, cycling through the woods, using our outdoor segways, playing football, playing basketball, playing tennis, number of different activities which you can use. And it's really good because I don't know what parent out there wouldn't agree with me and say that they would like to spend more time with their children. So we're a family resort. You're all welcome to come along and enjoy all of those facilities together. And Centre Parks, like I've mentioned, have got occupancy at 98%. And that's exactly what we're aiming for, which will get you your rental income. Guaranteed returns. Now, all of these things that I've just mentioned, the Wyndham brand, the loyalty card members, the business model of Centre Parks, we've got multiple revenue streams for holidaymakers because they'll be hiring equipment and using our facilities. This is what guarantees your returns. Also, with our resort, it's very important that you know, a lot of developers, they normally go to the bank, they borrow a load of money, and then they start building. Now, we've just been through a pandemic. And in the pandemic, obviously, things did slow down. Construction slowed down. We had to take people off site. We've managed to get over that. And if you can imagine, if we'd have borrowed a lot of money from the bank, for example, we'd have to keep making those interest payments. And for clients that maybe would have purchased off plan, if we don't make those interest payments, we're at risk of losing the asset because the bank could repossess it. Now, that can't happen with us. That's why we offer you guaranteed returns. So moving on to selling your property. Now, there's a number of options here when it comes to selling the property, which we feel is really good because we have to give you as many options as possible. Now, the first one, which you can choose, our rental program lasts for 11 years, okay? That's the returns like I've just mentioned. The first option you've got after that 11-year period, you can live in the property. It's your property, you're purchasing freehold. So you can live in the property for as long as you want. That's one of your options. The second option, you can sell it onto the open market. Now, obviously, this property is going to go up in value, most definitely. As we know, property is a safe haven. What with what's happened in the last few months around the world, the stock market has dropped by over $30 trillion. I'd just like to throw a little thing in here now. If you do have any questions about anything that I'm speaking about now, at the end, I am going to be doing questions and answers session with you. Please feel free to fire away now. So then I'll be a little bit ahead and I can start with them at the end. So like I was saying, selling onto the open market, that's an option for you. Your property will go up in value. You're getting in early. So obviously we're some way away from being operational. But you imagine after 5 years' time, for example, your property is going to have gone up by value by a minimum of 5% through capital appreciation. So that would be something you can look at. If you have the time, you can sell it onto the open market. Now, the next option for you would be to renegotiate the rental returns. We're very proud of Wyndham. We have a contract with them for 20 years. By French law, we can only offer you 11 years in our rental program. So that's what we do. But you also get the option on year 11 to renegotiate those terms and get an additional 9-year period to rent the property, benefit from the usage, and benefit from the returns as well through renting it out through us. Now, the last option we've got here is an assured resale. Now, this is something that we're very proud of. We've come up with it quite recently, a few months ago, because what we wanted to do was give you, our clients, the flexibility and the comfort and the safety and knowing in your mind, no matter what happens, if you're a busy man or lady and you're working and you don't have time to market your property and sell it onto the open market, we give you something called an assured resale. Now, what that is, on year 5, if you come to us and say, look, we've enjoyed it, we've been every year, we're going to start holidaying elsewhere, so we've decided to sell, whether that be the fractions or whether that be a full apartment. So entirely up to you. If you come to us and say we want to sell, we ask for 12 months notice. Now, after 6 months, if we haven't sold that property for you, we would give you an additional 1% return. So, you know, what estate agent out there would actually give you 1% return extra for not selling your property? I don't think so. And that's where a capital appreciation comes in, because our analysts, they have worked out that our resort, we know, will go up by more than 5% per annum. So if you think after 5 years, that's an extra 25%. So what we offer you is 125% of your purchase price. So that's all of your money back, plus an uplift of 25%. And again, if we don't sell that property within 6 months, we'll give you an extra 1% until we do sell it. And that's paid quarterly. Now, again, moving on through capital appreciation, if we go to year 10 and you come to us and you say, we've had a wonderful time, we've decided we don't want to live in the property, we don't want to sell it onto the open market, we don't want to renegotiate rental returns. So what we offer you then is the same format. On year 10, you give us 12 months notice. If we don't sell the property within 6 months, we will give you an additional 1% return. But again, over 10 years, on a scale of 5% capital appreciation, that's 50% more. So we would give you 150% of the purchase price back. So that's all of your purchase price back, plus an uplift of 50%. And if we don't achieve this, again, we will have to pay an additional 1%. So it's a really good way of letting our clients know that we're on their side, and no matter what happens, we will move the property on for them if they choose to do so. We have a great after-sales care team. We're not just a sales company that, you know, generates sales and then forgets about our clients. We have something called the Halcyon family, and all of our members are part of that. We have lots of special offers on for the Halcyon family, and we look after you guys as well, whether that means you want to make a booking, whether that means you've got a two-bedroom apartment, but you've got other people that you want to invite along. We can give you a good price so that you can rent one of the other properties, whether that's managing the property, maintaining the property. One thing that we've spoken about in previous webinars as well, it's really important that you guys know this. If, for example, somebody damages your property while we're renting it out, you won't have to come and paint the walls or buy a new sofa or replace a window, for example. We will do everything for you. All that will happen is you'll get an email from our after sales team saying, unfortunately, some clients damaged the window. Don't worry, we've replaced it, because it's our responsibility to maintain and manage the property to the highest standards, therefore to generate the rental income for you and for us. So it's really good stuff. Now, this webinar is a bit shorter, like I mentioned in my earlier one today. And the reason for that is because I'd like to spend a bit of time speaking to you guys and answering your questions. So I'm just going to move over now to the questions and answers session and see if I've got anything coming in here. Okay. So I've got a question here from a Spencer Lee. Good evening to you, Spencer. I know you've been dealing with one of my guys, Alex, because I've been helping him. So your question is, hi, which agency has rated the resort 5-star? Right. At the moment, because we're not operational, we're rated at 4-star, but Wyndham are 5-star. So when it comes to us operating, not only will we have an award-winning restaurant, we actually had a Michelin star restaurant before, but it wasn't worth having one when we don't have full occupancy. So by March of 2022, we will be getting that 5-star rating for when you come and enjoy the property. And more importantly, the holiday makers enjoy it as well and generate your rental returns. Thank you for the question. Okay, another question from Spencer Lee. Thank you. Can you sell the property or fraction at any time, or just 5 and 10 years? We would be open to speaking with you about that. Obviously, once you become part of the Halcyon family, if after 5 years, I do believe you have to stay in the rental agreement for a minimum of 5 years. But if you came to us on year 8, for example, 125% on year 5, for example, so 6, 7, 8, we would offer you in the region of 135%, 140%, something like that. So yes, in theory, we could do that for you, but it's not something that we have in place. It would be up to you to actually approach us. We could speak about it, and we certainly would put something in place for you, because we think that you're very important to us as our clients. Thank you for the question, by the way, Spencer, and I really hope you enjoy those treehouse fractions. They're a jewel in our crown. You've made a great decision. So moving on. Can I buy 13 fractions in the same property? And that's come in from Hans, Germany. Welcome, Germany. Okay, so Hans, can I buy 13 fractions in the same property? Yes, of course you can. 13 fractions in the same property. For example, one of the benefits of buying through fractional ownership is quite simply, there's a lot of tax benefits. I won't mention that. You can speak to your consultant about that. But also, more importantly, as a family man myself, if I own 13 fractions in a two-bedroom apartment, let's say hypothetically, and my daughter, she is 12 at the moment. Hopefully it won't happen for a very long time, as I'm sure you fathers out there will empathize with me. But if she came to me and said, Dad, I want to get married and I wanted to raise some capital to help her towards the wedding costs, which of course I am going to do so. I've got three girls, so it's going to be very expensive, but I would definitely do that and I would help her. So for example, if I've got 13 fractions, what I can then do, I can sell one, two, three, four, five fractions, as many as I want to. So it gives you greater flexibility, quite simply because you don't have to sell the whole asset. If you owned a two-bedroom apartment outright, then you would have to sell the whole asset because you're raising capital. If you own it fractionally, you've got more flexibility, like I mentioned. One, two, three, four, five, or all 13. You can sell as many fractions as you like. I hope that answers your question and was helpful. Okay. I've got a question here from Mr. Alan Brooks. Welcome, Alan. What is the minimum and maximum amount to invest in a property? Okay, so the minimum would be 17,230 euros. That's for a studio fraction. Now, our tree houses, for example, these are like forest villas. And to give you an idea of what they're like, if any of you guys have ever been to the Maldives, these villas are built on stilts, like the ones in the Maldives that are built in the sea. They're beautiful. Ours are built on steel stilts in a woodland area. There's a little bit more private. You've got a bit more space as well, and they've got magnificent views. If you look out to the right, you can see the Arboretum with the wonderful different colors of all of the trees. You've got the Grand Chateau, which is the 18th century bespoke chateau, which is stunning. You can see a picture of it here on screen in the evening. Absolutely stunning, and you've got great views of that. Also, if you look out to the left, you can look out across one of our lakes and the rolling golf course and the rural countryside. And if you're lucky, which I have been once, if you're lucky and you get up early like I do, you can see the deer taking their family down to the lake to drink water and the mist coming off the actual golf course. It's beautiful. So yes, with those villas, they're priced at 1.25 million euros. Now, I'm not going to forget about you big investors out there as well. There is no limit on what you can purchase. For example, the smallest amount is a studio fraction, like I've mentioned. But if you're somebody out there that's looking for a safe haven for your money, if you don't want your money in the bank because interest rates versus inflation are crippling you, if you don't want your money in the stock market because it's very volatile and it's actually lost over $30 trillion or something like that over the last few months. If you're somebody that is affluent and wants to purchase a whole building, obviously those returns and the deal changes somewhat. You would have to speak with one of our senior members of staff, maybe myself, or we have a guy here called Peter, who's he's an ex-accountant and he deals with a lot of the high net worth individuals. So essentially, there is no limit on what you can purchase. We're not selling the whole resort, but if you want to buy a building, you're welcome to do so. Thank you for that question, by the way. Okay. Okay, I've got a question here from an Alan, or I think it's Alan from France, excuse me. Welcome, Alan. I've got a question here. If I own a studio as all fractions, okay, with my brother-in-law, and I want to sell my fractions separately from him or without him, is that okay? Of course. When you get your certificates for your fractions, they're all divided up separately. So if you can sell, say if you've got 10 fractions and your brother-in-law's got three, he can keep his three, you can sell your 10, or you can sell five of yours. He could sell two of his. It's got great flexibility, and that's the beauty of fractional ownership. I know I've spoken a lot about fractional today, but I have to make note to all of you guys out there, VIFA is also a very good method of purchase. It's safe, it's secure, it's tried, it's tested. And like I mentioned before, with the build timing, all you're doing is paying for something after it's been done. So don't think that I'm pushing you towards fractional, because VIFA is very good as well, especially when you're buying a building off plan. I would advise you to go that way. But again, speak to your advisor. If you've got any questions about anything that I've said this evening, please come back to us. Have a look at our website as well. Our website should be on screen, but it's not, but I'll say it to you now. It's www.halcyondevelopments.com. We've got a great design team. We've got a number of webinars. We've got a drone video on there for you as well. We produced this drone video during the lockdown because obviously people couldn't visit the resort. So this drone, it takes off, it flies around the resort. You can actually get a feel for it. You can see the Petit Chateau, which is a luxury spa with over 25 different treatments. Stunning. It's like a mini castle. It's been fully renovated to five-star standards, and it's going to be the number one spa in France without doubt. But the drone flies over there. It takes you over the football pitches. You can see some of the off-plan areas where foundations are going in. You can see some of the properties that are already complete. You know, this isn't just an off-plan development. We've got properties that are fully complete, already furnished. They're show flats. You can actually stay in them. We had people staying in them during lockdown. Only French people because the borders were closed, but we were open to let people do that. You can also see buildings that are 70% completed. So that's roof level, watertight. So you can really see that we're making great progress with our construction. And we're very proud to tell you now that Eiffage is our construction company, and they're the third biggest in France. And those guys are doing a fantastic job. If Gael's watching, our general manager from the Chateau, hi Gael. Thank you so much for all the hard work you've done through lockdown and getting those guys back on site and getting them building again. It's been truly remarkable what you've done. So thank you if you are watching. Let's see if I've got anything else coming in here this evening. Okay, I'm going to give you guys a few more moments. Just thinking about if there's anything else that I can speak to you about. I would like you to start booking those visiting trips. As I've mentioned, accessibility. You can drive to us, you can fly to us. We've got quite a lot of availability at the moment, but slowly but surely, there's more and more people booking those visiting trips. And for example, when you come on a visiting trip, not only will you get to stay in the 18th century chateau, experience the fine dining, but the following day, if your representative is there from my sales team, they would be more than happy to travel there to meet you. And they will actually do the tour with you. We've got golf buggies. You can drive around the resort. You can see the buildings. You can see everything that I've mentioned today as well. So it's a really good way of purchasing. But don't worry if you can't travel, because remember, we've got that drone video. So you can see it online as well. It's like a virtual tour. So I'm just waiting. Ah, here we go. I thought it would be good to wait. I've got another one coming in. Okay. If I have, this has come in from Hans again, from Germany, welcome. If I have three fractions and someone else has 10, do I have less right? Very good question. I'm glad you've asked that question, because with fractional ownership, what we do is set up an LBG company, which is a limited by guarantee company. This is very different to an LTD, a limited company. You guys in the UK, I'm sure you know what the difference is, but I'll explain it anyway. With an LTD company, if you own 51% of that company, you have the majority share. So you have the right to do what you want. You can outvote anybody. Now, for example, if it was an LTD that owned the property that you owned fractionally through, and you wanted to paint your property, I don't know, pink with blue spots everywhere, you'd be able to do so. But with an LBG, it's set up specifically to do what it's meant to do. So whether you've got 10 fractions or three, you all have the same rights. If one person doesn't want something and one person does, even if they have more fractions, it makes no difference. So I hope that answers the question for you, Hans. Okay, let's give it a few more moments. I don't want to bore you guys. I know it's the evening. You're probably settling down now to a nice meal. Okay, I think that's all the questions for this evening. So I'd like to say thank you very much for joining me. It truly has been a pleasure. I've had some great questions here, and in particular, I'm very happy that Spencer's tuned in this evening because I worked very hard with Alex over the weekend. He's a good guy, and he's got your side. He's really good. So thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure. And on a final thought, although COVID-19 is practically over now, I'd like to leave you with one thought. Stay safe, stay healthy, look after your health, more importantly. Let the professionals, us, look after your wealth. Thanks very much. Have a great evening.